produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Gracious Father, we thank you today for the word that you have given us to give to your people right now. And we ask, oh God, that you would put your stamp of approval on this word right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your grace, your mercy, your strength right now. We thank you, God, for what you are about to do in this next season in the name of Jesus. Lord, we lift up those that are sick, that are broken, that are hurting, that are going through right now changes in their life. But Lord, we know that you're able and we know that you can, oh God. And Lord, we thank you right now for the opportunity to speak, to give, oh God, a word that would help lift souls, oh God, that would help bring those out of the valley lows in their life right now. And God, we thank you for your healing, for your deliverance, and your strength that's about to come forward in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you now, and we give your name all the glory and praise in your son Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen. God bless you. We thank you for coming to just hear the word of God on this day and tuning in right now. And we thank you, God, for your mercy, grace, and strength and kindness right now. And we give your name all the glory, honor, and praise. It's in your son, Jesus, that we're here and the spirit and power of the Holy Ghost. We honor all those, your title and your position, whether you're bishop, pastor, elect lady, first lady, prophet. Oh, we honor God for every single one of you right now, every radio network, every soul that will heal our voice. We praise God for you today, and we thank God for this opportunity just to share the word of God. If you would, turn with us to St. John chapter 4. St. John chapter 4. And we're going to begin reading at verse 1 in God's word. When therefore the Lord knew that the Pharisees had heard that Jesus was making and baptizing more disciples than John, although Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again unto Galilee. And he must needs pass through Samaria. So he come into a city of Samaria called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. And Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus by the well, and was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, give me to drink, for his disciples were going away into the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman therefore said unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, who am a Samaritan woman? For Jews had no dealings with the Samaritans. Last verse. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that said to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. Oh, praise God. Thank God for the word right now. We just want to use for a thought for this word that God have given us this day. I'm glad he made a detour. I'm glad he made a detour. Sometime we get to the place in life to where we all will have to make some type of detour. You that travel and you drive in different places, and sometimes traffic is so congested. Sometimes so many things are going on, construction and accidents, and sometimes they have to come about with a detour to release the pressure of the interstate, to clear the traffic that's clogged all up. But I want you to take notice today that the Lord decided to make a detour. He decided to make a detour. He didn't have to do it, but he chose to make one. When you look at this thing for what it is, and the text immediately tells us that, listen, Jesus tells his disciples, and they're on their way back again. You know, they had left Judea, and they're on their way back to Galilee. But he says, you know what? I need to make a little detour. I need to go over to Samaria. But he doesn't let the boys know why he wants to go or he needs to go that way. He just says, y'all going on the town and I will catch up with you after a while. And sometimes you got to realize, listen, y'all, that we need to stop trying to build on what will divide us, but we need to build on what will heal us. I hope you grab that. I hope you pull that down. Stop building on what will divide us. Stop building on what will cause us to be mad and broken and upset at one another. But start building on things that will heal us. Start building on things that will turn our lives around. Start building on things that will cause us to pray more. Start building on those things that will cause us to seek God more, to cause us to be more faithful, to cause us to be more diligent, to cause us to seek God more in this season in our life. But I don't know about you today, but I'm just so glad that the Lord decided to make a detour. I'm so glad that God said, you know what, that no matter what you're going through, and no matter what you're hung up on, and no matter how broken you are, and no matter what your situation may look like and what you've gotten yourself in, you could be in prison, you could be shipwrecked, you could be at the lowest edge in your life, but I want you to know today, because I loved you, and because I care about you, and because I want to see you get better, and because I want to see you well, and I want to see you up and not down, and I want to see you lifted and not discouraged, I have decided that I'm going to make a detour just for you. He goes and sits on the well at the hottest hour of the day, knowing eventually that somebody will be passing by just like himself, either to draw some water or wanting some water. And the text says, just a little while after the Lord got there, here comes the Samaritan woman. Thank you, Jesus. She comes all by herself. And you know there's a background to it. You know why she's out here by herself, because she has separated herself from everybody else. She has a troubled past. Any of you got a troubled past today? Any of y'all have ever done anything that have made people hate you, have made people dislike you, that don't want to fool with you, people that are stabbing you in your back, look at you crazy, treat you sideways, ways, say all kind of negative stuff about you? But I just want you to know today that the Lord will meet you at your well. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I want you to know today the Lord will meet you at your struggle. He'll meet you at your lowest edge. He'll meet you where you're in pain. He'll meet you where you're broken and your heart is heavy. He wants to meet you where everyone else has gave up and walked away. But one thing that I love about God is this right here. No matter what we've done, God still loves us. You better hear me right now in the name of Jesus. I don't care how far you have fallen from the peaceful shore, God still cares about you. And you could be in line to be executed. You could be in line to never ever have another friend in your life. But I'm so glad God then decided that, you know what, I will make a detour. I'll come over there and I'll be your friend. Because the Bible does declare there's no friend like the lowly Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord can. Can't nobody heal me like God can. Can't nobody bring me through like God can. Can't nobody turn me around like God can. Can't nobody change my mind like God can. Can't nobody heal me and bring me out like God can. Can't nobody give me peace like God can. Can't nobody heal your marriage like God can. Can't nobody save your children like God can. Can't nobody bless your ministry like God can. Can't nobody heal your body like God can. But that'll only happen if you allow God to make a detour for your life.
Anybody in here need a detour today? Anybody here been going the wrong direction, but you need a detour? Anybody in here been broken, but you need a detour? I don't care if you're a bishop. I don't care if you're a prophet or a prophetess today. I don't care if you are a seer. I don't care if you own dope, drugs, or alcohol. I want you to know today that the Lord will make a detour for you. I don't care if you're out there selling your body. The Lord want to make a detour for you. I don't care if the doctor done gave up on you and called the family in. The Lord want to make a detour for you. Ain't no greater thing that God want to do than to save your soul that's lost and broken. I want to let you know right now, all you, amen, that have given up, the Lord want to make a detour for your life today. You feel like you have no hope, but God want to make a detour. You feel like you just want to go and commit suicide, but God want to make a detour for your life. You feel like you're battling with the spirit of Jezebel and Ahab, but God want to come and make a detour for your life. What are you saying, Brother Bishop? God want to come in and have revival down in your soul. We didn't come here to be cute. We didn't come here to make no name for ourselves. We just stopped by to lift up the name of Jesus. I come to let somebody know that will hear my voice today, that is revival time, and the Lord want to make a detour to bring revival to your village. The Lord want to bring revival to your city. The Lord want to bring revival to your nation. All you got to just say, Lord, I need a detour. I've been going through, God, my body been racked with pain, but Lord, I need a detour. Lord, my marriage is struggling, but God, I need a detour. Lord, I feel like I don't want to preach no more, but I guarantee you the Lord is ready to bring a detour to your life. Somebody say, detour, detour, detour. God, I'm ready for you to bring a detour to my life. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says, stay all day, they begin to talk and have a conversation. You do know, amen, that the Lord will have a conversation with you. And to all those that say, you know what, you can't question God. Last time I checked in this text, amen, she asked the Lord many questions about who he was and what he was saying to her and why was he talking to her. And I'm saying, amen, how can you find out about God if you don't ask God no question? How can you find out about eternal life if you don't ask God no questions? How can you find out and know that the Lord is a healer if you don't ask the Lord no questions? How can you know if there's anything too hard for God if you don't ask no questions? But I'm so glad that trouble don't last always. I'm so glad that we've been and do it but for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And I want to say that I'm so glad today that the Lord decided to come over to Samaria. Can I speak to somebody that's traveling down that road today? You've been traveling down the dusty road. You've been on the verge of giving up. You've gotten tied down in your soul, but you're saying, Lord, come on here. If you don't come by, Lord, I'm not going to make it. If you don't stop by, God, I can't see my way. But I'm so glad about it that right now, as I'm speaking to those under the sound of my voice, the same way he stopped by this well to speak to this woman, the Lord want to stop right by your well. You've been doing all kind of things that you know don't align up with the word of God. You've been shipwrecked and left for dead in your life. Your mind been messed up. You're tired, you're angry, you're bitter, and you're broken. You said, I feel like I'm the only one that's broken and the only one that's going through. And the Lord have some questions for the woman himself, and I got to hurry up and get on out of here. As he began to talk to the woman, the first thing the woman said, how is it that you being a Jew and me being a Samaritan that you ask me for water? You know that we don't even deal with one another. The text really let me know right now that no matter who you are, I don't care if you're black or white, I don't care if you're Indonesian, Russian, or Chinese or whatever, the Lord don't care about your ethnicity. The Lord don't care about what background that you came from. You could be feeling like I've lived under a rock my whole life. God don't even care. You done murdered 9 people and you're lying on 10 others. God don't care. He just come to save your soul. Anybody want to be saved? Anybody need to be filled with the Holy Ghost right now in the name of Jesus? Lord, come in and fill our cup right now. Lord, we are a broken nation, and God, we are a broken people right now. Lord, help us. There's some our problem right now, God. We don't want to spend no time to help nobody. We're saying because I'm black, I don't want to deal with the people that are white. And we're saying because I'm white, I don't want to deal with the people of color. I don't want to deal with the people all around our borders. I don't want to deal with nobody that don't look like me, but I'm so glad that Jesus made it plain and clear. He made it so plain and clear. Said, hey, I didn't just come here to save one race of people. I didn't just come here to save one nation of people. But I came and shed my blood for everybody. I come to let somebody know right now that be standing at the well, that even though you may not be a Jew, you may not be sanctified, you may not be filled and baptized with the Holy Ghost, but the Lord said, I just came to make a detour. You may be high on drugs and amphetamines right now. You may be shooting up fentanyl all in your veins. You may be high on hydrocodone. You may have smoked some marijuana before you came in the room. But can I help you right now? There is a fountain that's filled with blood and it's flowing from Emmanuel's veins. And sinners fall beneath that flood and lose all their guilty stain. I just stopped by to tell somebody today, somebody need a detour in their life. Somebody feel like they're about to give up and throw in the towel. Can I tell you to reach beyond the break of the rope? You feel like the woman at the well today. Lord, I don't know why you offered me help. You know you can't help me because they say we don't get along. He said, wait a minute here. What in the world are you doing out here this time of day all by yourself? Where is your husband at? She said, Lord, I don't have none. He said, you're so right about it. You done had five, and the one you with now don't belong to you. And as he began to tell the woman all about herself, he never judged her. He never condemned her. He never put her down. He was just saying like the word says, with love and kindness have I drawn thee. And I want to know somebody here today, do you need love and kindness to draw you? The Lord said, I draw you out. The Bible declares, he said, out of the, come on here, out of the well, he'll draw us out of the wells of salvation. He'll draw us out the wells of living water. The Lord want to draw you out where you've been down at. The Lord want to draw you out where you've been weary. The Lord want to draw you out of your pain. He want to draw you out of those that have had miscarriages in the Holy Ghost. He's saying today, your miracle not going to be stillborn. The devil not going to steal your blessing. He said, I got a blessing with your name on it, Bishop. I got healing with your name on it, woman of God. Reach up and grab it and pull it down right now. It's your season. It's your day. It's your moment. It's your minute. It's your hour. The Lord said, I'm coming by. If I gotta make a detour, here I come. If I gotta turn a corner, here I come. If I gotta fly overseas where you at, here I come. If I gotta show up in the midnight hour, here I come. Because when you begin to cry out, when we say, I'm so glad that the Lord heard my cry and pitied every groan. As long as I live, trouble rise. I hasten to his throne in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm praying that you make a detour. There's souls that need to be saved. Lord, please make a detour. There are marriages that are going through. Lord, please make a detour. There are people that are hungry in every language and every nation. Lord, I need you to make a detour. Preachers and stop preaching the word of God. People and stop prophesying. People and stop mourning and praying. But Lord, I need you to make a detour. Come on by the well. And I'm so glad he began to talk to the woman. And she said, wait a minute here. If we're going to get any water, the well is deep and you ain't got nothing to draw out. Can I tell you right now, she didn't even realize. When you go back and read the Bible says, if you only knew. Somebody ought to say, great bishop. Somebody ought to say, man or woman of God. If you only knew the gift of God, if you only knew who you was talking to, a well sitting on a well, sitting on a well, sitting on a well, springing up water, springing up life, pushing up healing in the name of Jesus. And the Bible says, some have entertained angels unaware. The Holy Ghost and came through and you didn't even know it. The angels of God were in the room and you didn't even know it. But he said, if you only knew who I was, You're talking to me, you don't even recognize him. Can I tell you, do you recognize the healing hand? Do you recognize, come on here, do you recognize the piercing in his side? Do you recognize the oil that's running from his garment? He want to let you know that I will change direction if you call on the name of the Lord. He said, they that call on the name of the Lord shall be saved, shall be healed, my God, shall be delivered. Lord, stop by. Lord, I need you to change direction. Lord, I need you to save in every nation. Lord, I need you to save in every barrier. I need you to save in every prison. Somebody walking the street. Somebody bound with cancer. Somebody struggling with drugs. Somebody homeless, of God. Somebody got a heart problem. Somebody need their mind regulated. Lord, save the nation. Save the children that have been raped, molested, and kidnapped. Save the leaders that are struggling. Save in every synagogue. Save in every ministry. Save in every church. Save in every street corner, God, in every alleyway, in the name of Jesus. Lord, please change direction. Oh, God, change direction for your people today in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm so glad. I'm so glad, God, that you have allowed the shift to happen in our life in the name of Jesus, God. I'm so glad that, Lord, you said that I'll make a detour for you. I'm so glad, God, you left this story on record to make a detour, that no matter what your people are going through, that you're telling them right now, if you need me, I'll make a detour. Just begin to call on the name of Jesus. Demons tremble at the name of Jesus. Demons gonna flee at the name of Jesus. Healing gonna begin to be birthed out when we call on the name of Jesus. And as he began to tell the woman, now I got you. Now you saying, if you would help me get some water, only if I had something to draw. Well, will you just look at my face right now and realize who I am? If you need to get some water, you can draw water out the wells of salvation. If you need to get living water, you can use me to draw the water out that you need. I stopped by because the water that's in the well is not the water that you needed. It's the water that's down in me that you need. So come on, woman, you can draw water right now. The water that you draw out my soul gonna cause you to live right. The water that you draw out of me gonna change your mind. The water that you draw out of me gonna change your soul. It's gonna save your children. It's gonna change your marriage. It's gonna change your ministry. It's going to provide bread when you're hungry. It's going to cause you to run when ain't nobody chasing you. It's going to cause your prayer language to shift and change. Am I right about it in the name of Jesus? Come on, Lord. Come on, God. Bring this detour. Come on, Lord. Shift right now. Come on, power of the Holy Ghost. Come on in right now in the name of Jesus. Detour. Somebody need a detour, God. He shifted the woman. He shifted the woman so that as she was leaving, the disciples came by and they made it back and said, Lord, what are you doing talking to that woman? Because by tradition, that's why I'm so glad the Lord come and he just destroys tradition of men. They said, by tradition, you're only supposed to be talking to the woman. But how can a woman be saved if I don't talk to her? Y'all better hear me now. You got to make a detour. How can the sinners be saved if we don't talk to them? How can the lost be drawn back to Jesus if we don't make a detour? If he made a detour for you, how come you can't make a detour for them? Help us, Bishop. We all got to make a detour, not just the Lord, but we all got to make a detour, not just to be saved by ourselves, but we got to make a detour to help draw somebody else in to be saved. And I'm so glad that's what the woman did. She dropped her water pot because it wasn't a water pot that would have helped her, but Jesus being in her presence. Oh, thank you, God. I'm so glad the Lord decided to change directions that day. And when he spoke over her life, she dropped what she had, what she thought was important. And it wasn't as important as running back to town and telling anybody else. She ran back to town. She made a detour. She came to get water. Oh, my God. But she took them water that they didn't even know about. She took them water that would quench their thirst forever. She took them water that they had no idea that was available to their soul because they were Samaritans. But the Lord destroyed that wall. He tore that wall completely down. He annihilated that wall. And I want to tell somebody today, if there's a wall up, the detour will bring that wall down. If there's pain there, the detour will bring that pain down. If your soul needs to be healed and saved, the detour will save your soul today. Come to Jesus right now. Come to him. He's made a detour. She ran back to town and told everybody to come and see a man
This man made a detour. I had no idea who he was. But after I had a conversation with him, cannot this be but the Christ? He told me all about myself. He told me things that I had never, ever heard about in my life. This got to be Jesus. And I want to tell you today, as I make an altar call to you right now, come to the Lord right now. He's making a detour for you right now. I don't care what you've been in. I don't care what you've been hung up on. I don't care who told you that you didn't have to repent. The devil's a lie right now. We got to repent every single day and ask the Lord to forgive us. And I make an altar call to you right now. I don't care if you're saying you've been saved for 30, 40, 50 years. I don't care if you're a bishop, you're a priest. I don't care. I don't care if you're an angelic singer on the praise team or choir. I don't care if you're an usher. I don't care if you're the rankest and you're the lowest and the chief is a sinner. Whoever you are, come on to the Lord right now. I'm making an appeal to you right now. The Lord want to save you today. It's free to come. Come right now. Come right. The blood is running warm in your vein. Don't play with your soul. Don't play with your eternity today. Come. He has decided to make a detour so you could be saved. It doesn't matter the color of your skin. It doesn't matter what you have done wrong in your life. None of us can judge. He said, all have sinned and come short of his glory. None of us can judge you. None of us can put a finger, look down our nose at you. But what we can do is offer you Jesus. Can I offer you Jesus today, leaders? Pastor, can I offer you Jesus? Bishop, can I offer you Jesus today? Woman of God, prophet, prophetess, come on here. Priest, Pope, can I offer you Jesus today? We all need the Lord today. I make an invitation to you right now. All you have to simply do is it says in the book of Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, and just begin to say, Lord, I'm sorry. Forgive me of my sin. Everything I've done over my life, oh God, forgive me. Cleanse me through your precious blood of your son, Jesus. And I accept him as my personal savior. That's it. You don't have to spin around. You don't have to do hula hoops, jumping jacks or nothing. You don't have to go and throw a shell of money or gold or silver at nobody's feet. All you have to do is just mint that little simple prayer. It's simple with God. It's difficult with man, but it's simple with God. Just that easy, just that simple. Now you're saved and you're part of the heavenly host. Now your name is written in the Lamb Book of Life and you can go and live eternal with the Lord when it's your time to go to be standing before the Lord in judgment. The Lord, I'm so glad that he made a detour, not just for me, but the Lord decided to make a detour for all of us so we can all be saved and have a right to inherit the tree of life. Be blessed, strengthened, and encouraged until we're able to share the word of God with you again. Remember, the Lord will make a detour just for you. God bless you.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. Or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll free, USA. 1-347-850-8560. Toll free, international callers. 1-888-201-5313.